November 19th, I looked it up, and the things that happened on this particular date. Well, in 1620, the Mayflower reached Cape Cod and started exploring the coast. In 1863, the then US President Abraham Lincoln delivered his famous Gettysburg Address. In 1942, the Soviet offensive began during the Battle of Stalingrad, called Operation Uranus, in which 1 million Soviet soldiers encircled the German Sixth Army. This operation counterstrikes at the city of Stalingrad and would become responsible for turning the tide of the battle in the Soviet Union's favor. In 1946, Afghanistan joined the United Nations. In 1969, Apollo 12's Charles Conrad and Alan Bean became the third and fourth humans on the moon. In 1985, US President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev met for the first time. In 1916, before that, the Goldwyn Pictures, a company that was later become one of the most successful independent filmmakers, was established. But most interestingly, in 1990, 30 years ago, pop duo Milli Vanilli was stripped of their Grammy Award after it was learned that they did not sing their award-winning Girl, You Know It's True album. I've been thinking about dates. If I think about it, well, it's been almost 2 months. It would be 2 months, 3 days from now, that I have recorded an episode on this podcast. The last I did was, I think, September 22nd, in which very enthusiastically I started a season on growing up Punjabi. This was supposed to be the episode on Punjabi children. It's strange to realize how much has happened in the last 2 months. I keep thinking about dates, and I keep thinking about how life can turn on a dime. All these months, ever since I came home to stay with my folks in March, 4 days before the first lockdown happened, I've been trying to keep my head up, not letting this virus or its doomsday predictions get to me. Also because I guess I had the luxury of hiding out in a place that was safe. Not many people have that luxury. This is in some small measure a tribute to some of those people who have made such a difference to the way that we fight something so strange. All of us will remember this year, dates in this year perhaps, as something terrible or as something good that came out of something terrible. Or is just plain weird. This year will go down in history for all of us as something that just defined our lives in a way that was unfathomable to begin with, unprecedented, strange, unforgiving, even unnerving to say the least. I keep thinking of going back to a normal life, back to Noida, back to my house. And then there is a lot of excitement at having or at deciding to go back to a normal life, mixed with equal amounts of trepidation at what might happen. Not just on my part, but on the part of everyone who loves me, who saw me sick, and who's worried. The last 1 month has been really tough. We lost good people. My father lost one of his closest friends, who is a doctor, to corona. He was always at the other end of the line, no matter what kind of silly questions we had for him. Pant uncle. Anything that would happen, oh, let's call Pant uncle. Have a stomachache, oh, let's call Pant uncle. My ear hurts, let's just call Pant uncle. We could be sitting in Goa with a stomach infection and wanting to know whether it's okay to have a drink along with the medicines taken for that infection. And you'd call Pant uncle. Could have had some bad golgappas in the day and wanted to know what to do when you felt sick at the end of it. Let's just call Pant uncle. It's strange to realize that he won't be at the other end of the line anymore. My dad misses him. They used to play tennis together, running like little boys at the beginning of a day, usually reaching the tennis court around 5, 5:30, because the first four people to get to the courts would get to play the first match. So sometimes they would park their cars with the engine running and the lights on, and they would run to get to the court. Afterwards, they played golf together. Uncle didn't allow too many people into his life. Him and his wife and his daughter Sia were all he cared about. That was his little world. But he did allow us a little glimpse into it. We were one of the very few people who would go to his house, who could go there unannounced. My parents and him and his wife would often have meals together on Tuesdays that Auntie would lovingly prepare. It's a story of two families. Just like there's another story of two families, of neighbors, of someone else we lost. One of my mother's closest friends, Sapna Auntie. She lived next door and pampered us like we were her own. Every time we would come home, she would send delicacies, golgappas made at home, fruit cream that my sister loved, or things that my father enjoyed to eat. She and her husband were my parents' support system and their closest friends in the neighborhood. Her going has reminded me how much this virus has taken from us. She had been sick for a very long time. And because of the quarantine and because of the high risk involved to my parents and to me, we couldn't go and see her, even though she lived two houses down. And then one day she was just gone. In the midst of all this, the one thing that this year brought and made me so proud of was an award for one of my closest and dearest friends, Dr. Shilpi Sinha. She got selected as the team winner for the 2020 President's Values Leadership Award, which recognizes Indiana University Health team members who represent the very best of IU Health values in their daily work, professional life, and community contributions. Well, this is what the award letter says. What I would say is that if there was a superwoman on this earth, it would be Shilpi. She raises three beautiful kids, works punishing hours at the hospital, and corona has seen her put her life, her family life, her health, her sanity even, on the line. I couldn't be prouder. And I tell her every day, I wish I could tell her every day. In my head, I do. And when I look for inspiration, I don't have to look too far. I have friends like her who are just amazing human beings. Amazing wives, mothers, friends, amazing doctors, or whatever it is that they do in their professions. But this one, I'm especially proud of Shilps. And to do that at the cost of everything else, to help those who have been buffeted or baffled by this disease. Till last month, I was fine. It was okay. It was almost like a vacation away from a normal life. And I guess I'd gotten used to it, this being the second year that I'd been kind of not allowed to live my life because of various health issues. First the GBS and now this. But now, I'm just at a loss to understand what next? What happens to us? There's another wave, winter is coming. Very much like Game of Thrones, winter is coming. And it seems that the virus is going to become worse. At the same time, we do have some hope in the form of a vaccine. But to distribute it, to do all of those things, we don't know what's going to happen next. All I want to say here is that this year has been wretched in so many ways. At the same time, it's also been a hopeful year for me. I'll talk about that sometime later. But for now, I just want to dedicate this episode as a tribute to all those who fight out there on the front lines, who are fighting this virus. I'd like to say we're winning, but it's a close call. I'd also like to say that I hope that 2021 is better and that we learn to respect things that are larger than us. And I wish you all hope, resilience, strength. And at the end of it, I wish you all good health. Be safe, be well. And I'll be back in a better mood, more cheer. And resuming this season on Growing Up Punjabi. Starting with Sardaron Ke Bacche very soon. God bless. Oh, and happy International Men's Day to all you guys out there. Go ahead and shine.